How does it feel to be part of such a small select group of people? Not everybody's readers could fit onto one dance floor without treading on each other's toes after all. Do you feel as if you're members of an exclusive club, something like Mensa, or is it more akin to the way sufferers of Tourette's syndrome must experience life? I wonder. When I first started publishing poetry, I thought that if I gathered any readers at all, they would probably be weirdos in my own image. But having met so many of you at readings around the country, I couldn't have been more wrong. You're a diverse group, from the mayor of a West Yorkshire town to the lead guitarist in a heavy metal band, from an award-winning Scottish singer-slash-songwriter to an unusually large number of barmaids. Some of you have been with me since the Blood Axe book, Don't Worry, was published in 1994, while some of you have been around since getting caught in the landslide of small press collections in the 1980s. Some of you have claimed that the work of the 1980s is my best stuff and that everything published since wears too nice a suit. Well, you're wrong. My best stuff is all in the next book. My best stuff will always be in the next book. I know some of you believe yourselves to be experts on my poetry, and it's flattering to think anybody would consider that something worth being. Flattering, yes, but don't forget, I'll always know more about the poems than you. That's one irrefutable truth you'll just have to live with, as I have to live with this one. You all know a lot more about me than I do about you. All the same, just because a poem might say, I did this, I did that, it doesn't necessarily mean it's an autobiographical poem about real events. One of you once told me you thought I'd been very brave to put so much of myself into the poetry. Consider that the opposite could be true, that I've been successful at keeping the real me out of the poems because the real me is not someone you'd care to know. Should I apologise for having no internet presence? I'm not on Facebook or involved with any other online groups. I don't have a website. I don't comment on the kind of day I've had in regular tweets. I don't feel like doing any of that stuff, and to be honest, I don't feel like I need to apologise for not feeling like doing any of that stuff. The important thing is that I still write poems. I know I'm not as prolific as I once was, but I like to kid myself that the quality is higher. A new book is forthcoming. A new book will always be forthcoming. This new book will finally make me every bit as rich and famous as most poets I meet believe they are entitled to be. Then you, dear readers, can write bitter, twisted pieces about how I've sold my soul, and we'll all be happy.